Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome an accomplished entrepreneur from Sydney, Australia, Mr. Vishal Sheth. Vishal, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ashutosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Vishal is the founder and chief executive officer of the Time Tech Group. So, Vishal, before we talk about Battery Mate, tell me about your own journey in brief.
So thank you for having me, Ashutosh. So I was born in India. I moved to Australia in 2008 to pursue my master's degree. I finished my master's back in 2010 and did some corporate jobs. I was working for one of the bank here and also in telecommunication industry. Mm-hmm. I started a part-time business selling some electronic products online back in 2017. It was doing great. So I resigned from my full-time job, I believe in 2018. And we focused on selling products on different platforms in Australia and New Zealand. And we started batterymite.com.au back in 2020, which focuses on rechargeable batteries and chargers.
Wow. So if I can't find a battery for someone on my devices, are you the person to reach out to?
I am the go-to person, yes.
Okay, wonderful. So let's talk about Battery Mate, Vishal. From being in the financials, in the banking sector, to doing e-commerce, tell me a little bit about Battery Mate and what was your inspiration to focus on such a segment?
Yeah, so look, when we started our business selling a lot of products online, we noticed that our battery and charger products were getting plenty of positive reviews. Now, I was inspired by a vision to create a comprehensive platform where customers can get access to wide variety of battery models under one roof. So that was the main motivation behind starting batterymind.com.au. So we started with just around 10 products back in 2020, and we reinvested all the profit back in the business. And just around 4 years later, in 2024, we have got approximately 5,000 different products under Battery Mite umbrella.
So my next question, Vishal, is that batteries isn't a very highly competitive area. What strategies did you implement to differentiate Battery Mate in such a competitive market?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we had a very humble beginning, right? When we started from a very small single garage. But in spite of that, being a very small company, we focused on building customer trust. So from day one, even if we used to get just around, let's say, 15 orders a day, we would make sure that every single order is dispatched within 24 hours. We would go extra mile to make sure that orders are delivered promptly. Most customers would receive their products within 2 to 3 working days. We also offered free returns to our customers. So let's say you buy something from Battery Mart, if you are not happy for X, Y, or Z reason, you can send it back for free, no shipping cost to you. Mm-hmm. And lastly, we offered 36 months warranty on everything that we sell, which is almost never heard of in an e-commerce market. So when customers come to our website, when they read our privacy policy, when they read our return policy, when they read our warranty policy, they don't go anywhere else. They choose us over our competitors because we offer these services under one roof, under Battery Mite umbrella.
And Vishal, since the time you started, the entire e-commerce landscape has changed quite dramatically. I would love to get your thoughts on how has it changed since you started Battery Mate.
Well, yeah, actually, it has changed a lot. So if I talk about Australian market, I can broadly divide e-commerce era in two sectors. Mm-hmm. One was pre-Amazon, second was post-Amazon. So Amazon entered in Australian market back in 2016, 2017, but it was very small in 2017. So before 2017, let's say between 2003 to 2017, there were a lot of e-commerce brands, a lot of e-commerce marketplaces that flourished. But after the entry of Amazon, pretty much all the e-commerce brands have had to reconsider their online spend, their online marketing strategy. So our company just started branching out in the e-commerce industry when Amazon was entering Australian market. So what we did is we launched our brand on Amazon as well, and we promoted our products heavily on Amazon. So today around 15 to 20% of our revenue come from Amazon alone. And on all the other sales channels, we make sure that our prices are always competitive. When customers are comparing our products with other Amazon sellers.
Amazing. So tell me, you know, you said that you invested a lot in into your brand on Amazon. What are some of the most effective marketing strategies you have used to reach your online audience?
So for a business like ours, we see social media as a very strong marketing platform, especially Instagram and Facebook and now TikTok as well. Most customers see, or most e-commerce brands see about 300 to 400% return, even less nowadays on social media. The return that we see is in range of between 600 to 700%. Mm-hmm. So every $100 that we invest in social media marketing, we get about $700 worth of sale. So we focus heavily on social media marketing. Apart from social media, Google is our next best friend. We invest heavily in Google marketing as well. And we have just started doing TikTok marketing too.
Very interesting. And Vishal, what role does technology play in enhancing Patrimate's e-commerce operations? And how has this evolved over the years?
Yeah, so we have made significant investment in technology. Our CRM system, our shipping integrations, our marketplace integrations, all the automation that we use in our e-commerce store are all top of the class. So this allows us to operate such a complex e-commerce business with limited number of people. So today we have got about a team of 16 people, and the 16 people handle approximately 700 to 800 orders every single day. So there are 800 unique customers who buy from our store every single day, and all those items go out of our door within about 8 hours every single day. So that is quite a complex task to manage just with a team of 16 people.
And tell me a little bit more about your own supply chain, you know, your inward supply chain, because batteries are so different. What is your procurement strategy from all over the world?
Yeah, so primarily our batteries come from China. I've been to China multiple times. Our supply partners have been here to Sydney, to our warehouse multiple times. So I believe in building personal relationships. So whenever we, let's say, source a new battery model or a new charger model, I make sure that suppliers have all the compliance certifications. I visited their factory multiple times. We go to the factory, we see how they actually manufacture the product, how they are shipping the product, what kind of waste they are generating while manufacturing the batteries. So because of our personal relationships, we have got a pool of reliable suppliers who are able to supply high quality batteries at reasonable prices.
Amazing. Thank you. The other aspect of batteries, and it's of course everyone in the world is talking about, but batteries more particularly, is the whole issue of sustainability. And when I was reading about it, you have kept sustainability as a core value of BatteryMate. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this and how do you implement this?
So we strongly believe in sustainability. One of the main reasons why we started BatteryMate was so that people can use their existing devices for as long as possible. So let's say, for example, you bought your laptop back in 2020. Everything is working fine, but the battery is not lasting long enough. I mean, every 30 minutes, you have to go back and charge your laptop. You'll be like, okay, well, let me get a new one. But if you come to us, you just spend, let's say, $50, $60 on a new battery, and you put it in your laptop, it'll just start working like almost a brand new laptop. So you can get a few more years out of the existing device. Mm-hmm. It does two things. So one, as a customer, you don't have to spend that much. And number two, it helps you keep your devices for longer time, which means it doesn't go back in landfill. And that way it helps environment as well.
Very interesting. And, you know, what are the challenges in promoting battery recycling and sustainability in the industry? And do you also do any work with your customers to be able to recycle batteries?
Yes, we do. That's a great question. So we provide free recycling services to the community. So people who are located in Western Sydney, they often come to our warehouse, whether they are our customers or not. They can come to our premise and drop their old batteries for free, and we recycle them for free. I would say the biggest challenge when it comes to battery recycling is awareness. Mm. Not many people know that up to 70 to 80% of the lithium can actually be reclaimed when they choose to recycle their lithium-ion battery. Mm. So battery material, lithium is a very high level strong metal. If you just put it in a correct recycle bin, the factories can reclaim up to 70 to 80% of that metal. Mm. So awareness is the biggest problem, I would say, in the recycling industry.
Amazing. My next question, Vishal, is that, you know, battery technology has been changing over the years. What are some of the latest trends in battery technologies that you find most promising when it comes to sustainability?
Yeah, so lots of new battery technologies are on the horizon, but we a lot of times we fail to realize how far we have come in last, let's say, 5 years alone. If you look at a lot of Xiaomi phones or Samsung phones or Oppo phones nowadays, you can charge your phone in under 20 or 30 minutes. If we just look back at 2017, 18 or 19, we would spend about 2 hours on charging exactly same phone. Same with iPhone as well. You can charge iPhone or Apple Watch in just under an hour. Just around 5 years back, you would spend about two and a half hours to charge exactly same phone. That means even if the technology, battery technology is still similar, we have improved it so much that charging time has reduced by just half. Now, today in Australia, every seventh or every eighth car sold is an electronic vehicle. So that is another new emerging industry. People are preferring EV cars over petrol and diesel cars. They are becoming more and more affordable as well. So there are a lot of new battery technology coming, and people are now at a stage where they are able to adopt this new technologies.
Fascinating. Next few questions, Vishal, about for you and how you built your company.
Yeah.
How did you build and sustain a strong culture at BatteryMate?
Yeah, so culture is at heart of any organization. So when we started out, as I said earlier, we started out from a very small garage. And so one of the first challenge that I faced was hiring talented people, because to be honest, nobody wanted to work in a small garage. We didn't even have a proper office back then. So hiring people was very hard. So what we did is we hired the smartest people that we could afford, and we upskilled them. We started as a company that sells primarily on marketplaces, and then we had our own brand called batteryman.com.au. So we did not know how to market our products on Google, how to market our products on social media, what marketing or sales channels we should be using primarily. So we learned everything on the job. And that developed a culture where everybody is good with most of the work that is involved in the business today. Let's say if we receive a full container of batteries, everybody working in the office, in the marketing team, will go down to warehouse and help our warehouse guys. If customer service team is extremely busy, they will reach out to other people and say, "Hey guys, we are too busy. We get a lot of customer calls. Are you able to help us?" So we have a culture where we all share each other's workload. And if one team is too busy, other people are more than happy to lend a hand and help them.
How wonderful. And has mentorship or self-learned learning played a big role in your journey?
Self-learning has played our biggest role. Everything that we know today, majority of them is just self-taught. I spoke to a lot of experts, watched a lot of YouTube videos, did a lot of trial and error, and then learned whatever we know today. But having said that, I have read a lot of books on selling online. I've seen a lot of videos on selling products online. And that's how I have taught myself as well. But there wasn't a one mentor where I would go to kind of seek an advisor or anything like that.
Interesting. And now a few questions for you as an entrepreneur. How do you balance risk-taking and strategic planning in your own decisions?
So risk-taking is extremely important. So risk-taking is extremely important when it comes to e-commerce businesses. I mean, if you get comfortable with the product that you have and the profit that you are making and the responses and the feedback that you are getting, then you will never be able to grow. So what we did is every second month, approximately 20% of our net profit goes back in trialing new products. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, we go deep down in that particular category and we make sure that we are exploring all the avenues. So let's say, for example, if we are launching batteries for Xiaomi phones, we'll make sure that we have batteries for every single Xiaomi phone that is currently being sold in Australia. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But if it works, that is going to give us a new product category for a very long period of time. Mm-hmm. We started selling replacement remote controls back in 2022. They were a very low-priced product, but it would bring a lot of traffic to our website. But that all came because of our risk-taking attitude. So I would say around 20% of our net profit goes in trialing new products, and that has helped making BatteryMite what it is today.
Incredible, incredible. And Vishal, what would you say has been the most rewarding part of your journey with BatteryMate?
Most rewarding part? That's a great question. So, you know, every morning when I log into my computer, I see about 700 or 800 new orders. And that gives me a lot of satisfaction because these 800 new people have put their trust in us that, you know, we are paying these people and they are going to deliver quality products. So in last 6 or 7 years, we have gathered altogether approximately 250 to 300,000 positive feedbacks, so positive reviews across all of our stores. So, and the population of Australia is approximately 25 million. So that means, you know, a lot of people have purchased products from us or have been in contact with one of the customer service guys from our company. So that gives a lot of satisfaction that we are able to serve such a large audience with such a small team.
Well said. And would you talk about any mistakes or failures that turned into valuable lessons for you?
One of the mistakes that we made was after we started our business, the e-scooters or the hoverboard scooters were becoming very popular here. So we thought this is going to be our next big market. We tried selling some e-scooters, but then soon after that, we invested heavy capital in it. Mm-hmm. As I said, we invest 20% of our profit in trialing new products. So this was a huge market and the e-scooters are expensive products. We invested a huge amount of capital, but then after we imported them, the New South Wales government banned them. So pretty much we had a large inventory of scooters here mm-hmm. sitting in the warehouse and we were just not able to sell them. Then we came up with a different idea. We had a distributor from a different state where e-scooters were legal. We approached them. We said, look, we have got this 700 scooters sitting here in our warehouse. Do you want them at this price? They're like, yeah, okay, give it to us. And we gave it to them and we were able to kind of get our cost back.
Well said, well said. And a very, very interesting example of how you pivoted so quickly as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So we shall have time for two more questions for you.
Sure.
My next question is that as you look back at your journey, would you have done anything differently if you started BatteryMate today?
I would have done a lot of things differently because when I started, I had almost zero knowledge of e-commerce world. I did not understand how important it is to have proper SEO in place. I did not realize how important it is to have right kind of social media strategy in place. Mm. So I did a lot of trial and error and learned everything on the job. But if I'm starting BatteryMite from zero today, I would do these two things differently, have a correct SEO planners in the team and give more attention to social media marketing from day one.
Great response. Thank you. And my last question to you, and this is for the many people who will listen to our conversation. A lot of them are young entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, Vishal, what would you say are three lessons you have learned as an entrepreneur that you would want to share with a lot of our viewers and listeners?
One of the first lessons that I have learned is, if you have got a business idea, right, and if you are thinking about it in, let's say, a really long time, I come across a lot of people, they are like, oh, I know this business idea, I've been thinking about it, but I can't, or I haven't implemented it. If I do it, it'll be very successful. I would say just do it. Mm-hmm. You will never know if it's going to be successful or not until you do it, and especially in today's world where entry of barriers are so low. I mean, if you want to start an e-commerce business, literally with internet and computer and mobile phone, you can start your own e-commerce business. So that's my first advice. If you have a business idea, just do it. Take reasonable risk and just do it.
Yeah.
Second idea, I would say, choose the people very carefully with whom you spend your time. So if you are an entrepreneur, there are heavy chances that you are pretty much the only person in your group who have big dreams and who want to make it really, really big, and who want to make a difference and have their own business becoming a very successful business one day. So choose your group very wisely and very carefully. That is second lesson or second advice. And third advice that I would give entrepreneurs is, always find time for your family. I don't say you don't have to work hard. I myself work 80 hours a week, even today. But it is very important to spend time with people that love you and you love them.
Fantastic. Vishal, on that note and your three wonderful lessons, if you have a business idea, just do it. Second, you said, was get a strong team who believes in your dream. Third one, you said, make sure you have time for your family. Thank you, Vishal, for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for speaking to me about Battery Mate and all the amazing things that you are doing with Battery Mate. And I'm sure we will see Battery Mate moving beyond the shores of Australia to other countries and globally. Thank you for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. Platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.